Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, should bullying be made a criminal offence, particularly online bullying? Last month, Katie Price launched an online petition to do just that in the UK. So far, it's attracted 200,000 signatures. Katie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you start by telling...
Sorry, that was Harvey saying good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. All right, sorry. Could you start by telling us something of the experiences that you've had in terms of online bullying, or at least, let me rephrase that, you and your family?
Well, obviously, for years, I've had online bullying myself, and I sort of get used to it, which isn't normal to actually be used to it. But when it comes to my son, he doesn't understand that people are saying these awful things about him, but I do. So, you know, I'm going to have to protect him. And I got together with my mum, because there's so many charities out there about bullying, anti-bullying, but these bullies actually don't get punished. There's no consequence or anything. So that's why me and my mum, we thought, you know, why don't we create an online criminal offence register? So this is what we've done. And in a week, we've already got over 200,000 signatures. And that's, you need 100,000 to go to Parliament to do a debate. So, and I'm going to continue to do it because, you know, some people say, why should you, you know, if you're getting trolled online, then don't go online. But you should be able to go online. It's, in other words, get rid of the bullies.
Is there anywhere in the world where it is illegal already?
No, I'm going to try and do this worldwide. I'm going to start in England first. And but our next step is going to the Parliamentary Petition Select Committee.
Right. Now obviously, I mean, bullying a child online is despicable, absolutely despicable. But do you have in your mind some sort of set of criteria as to what would be illegal and, you know, what's just insulting behaviour?
Well, if you think about it, it's not, you know, obviously I've started this because of the online bullying I have for Harvey. If you think about it, it's not just people with disabilities. It could be anybody, a child, adult, colour of their skin, their job, a teacher, a mother. It could be anything. And it's all right, everyone talking about it. Why wouldn't something to be done? Yeah, maybe a prison sentence, a fine. You know, as long as people know that there will be a consequence, I'm sure, and I'm pretty positive, it will stop a lot of it. Because people think, oh, well, if I get caught, this could happen.
But say,
but
for instance,
at the moment, there's nothing, is there?
No, there is nothing. But I suppose the difficulty is, Katie, that, you know, you have a row with somebody on Twitter and you might call them an idiot.
But rowing is different. Rowing is different. Calling someone an idiot is different. When you call someone a black nigger, spastic and things like that, that's not acceptable. Calling my son a black nigger and, like, someone who's blind and, you know, he's sumo wrestler, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, okay, so it would be kind of, in if it's racist abuse or it's abuse towards people who are disabled, that kind of thing.
No, it's everything. You know, you get some young girls or even women that, or men that commit suicide because of bullies, and when you know these bullies are, they get away with it when they've caused the death, and then it affects the family. You know, I feel really, really strong about it. You know, yeah, of course there's going to be people who've got freedom of speech, but to a certain extent. You know, I had this thing with Frankie Boyle years ago when he said that insulting thing about Harvey. And the only reason he got away with it is because he's a comedian on stage. But that's not acceptable for me either. It doesn't matter what job you do, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I am actually putting my foot down, not just to protect Harvey, but everyone else. If I can save a life, or, you know. And do you know what I would like is for some trolls to come forward and me interview the trolls to get behind why they do this, what triggers them off to want to do this to someone, why do they want to say something hurtful? Because my philosophy in life is you make someone happy every day.
Yeah, and certainly online, when especially when people have said horrible things about Harvey, you have taken them on. Has anyone ever come back to you and apologised?
No, nobody's ever apologised. And then some people might say, well, you do put your kids in the limelight. Yes, I do, but Harvey's the only one who gets trolled. None of my other kids get bullied, trolled, or anything bad said about them ever. It's only Harvey. So they've obviously got it in for Harvey because of his colour, disability, size. You know, they pick on him for all of that. So I've put my foot down and doing something about it. And, you know, I needed 10,000 signatures to get to government. You need 100,000 to get to Parliament. I've already got hit over 200,000. So we will be going in for a debate.
And
I still want more. I still want more, definitely.
Have you been in contact with any politicians so far who might support this idea?
Yes, I'm meeting some politicians later on this week. You know, some people might not agree with what I'm doing and think it won't solve anything. But like in life, if you don't try, you don't know. And I don't want to have the regret of knowing that I didn't try.
Because of things like this, Katie, do you have to... I mean,
your opinion? Do you think this could work? Do you think this is something worth debating about?
I think the difficulty might be how you frame it as a law. That's going to be the difficulty, because what's the line between just being insulting to somebody or, you know, hate speech, essentially?
But that's where the when we go in to meet the parliament, you know, the committee, that's where they come in, because that's when we discuss the limits. Because I do agree with that, you know, you can slag someone off, but then does that mean they go to prison? No, I'm not saying that does, but it depends how far you go.
Yeah, because
Would you agree with it? Do you think something could be done?
Yeah, because if you're putting something online, it's the same as publishing it in a newspaper. And you can sue a newspaper for doing that, but people kind of think they can say anything they like. It's including lots of untrue things online, and they can just get away with that.
That's because there's no consequences. That's why people think they can get away with it. I mean, I don't know if you've been trolled yourself or people have said things about you.
No.
And then you probably think yourself, God, how can you get away with being that bad, you know? We've all got a sense of humour. You know, our British humour is very matter-of-fact, and we do like to take the mickey out of people to a certain extent. Don't get me wrong, but there's a step, and everyone knows the line. Everyone knows when they're writing something, whether they're stepping over the line or not. You know, you don't have to be a genius for that.
Now,
What do you think, Harv?
Yes, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, do you have to... I mean, your other kids are still young enough, I suppose, but do you have to be careful about keeping them away then from screens or social media of any sort?
Well, social media is the way forward, and they're pretty smart, my kids. They know exactly what's going on, and they want help. They want to do the videos, but they don't get bullied. But they know all about it. They know, you know, you treat people how you want to be treated. You don't say anything bad. But then that's why I bring them up. They've got to be respectable. Not every parent's like that.
Katie, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And best of luck with that. That's Katie Price there.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.